Yeah, okay, here comes a Donkle Bonkle. Hey, come over here, Bippa. Come on, we'll get the banky ready. All right, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins, and it is also often the starting time for transacting kitty business, which is what we're doing right now. Get in there, jump in the kitty pit. Yes, hi, Pippa, hi. Hello. Kitty kisses for you. Because sometimes kitties need some kitty kisses. Pippa has arrived, the sergeant at arms for the Dubious Goals Committee, has enjoined the fray. Because 1930, UTC, come on, come on. Right, so my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the very Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm sitting here watching the Weather Channel. Why? Because I thought it was a nice day today. It's sunny. It's nice and sunny. And I thought, oh, great, it's nice and sunny and warm, so we can go out and we can go look for some dudes at Harrenhaven or something, or we go somewhere and do something super fun. And I walked outside and went, no, 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 no. Because even though it is sunny, it is a little bit cool. It's about, I don't know, 45 degrees. Yeah, the Weather Channel is telling me 46 degrees. It is 46 degrees Fahrenheit, and the wind is blowing hard. We got some wind out there today, don't we, Pippo? Yeah, so we can't go outside just due to the wind. Although, I don't know, if it dies down, I might go out later. But we got a lot of exciting stuff to do today, huh, Pippo? Actually, it's not until tonight. But it'll still be fun. So, I guess we don't need to be watching the Weather Channel anymore, and we can flip back to the game, because I am watching a football game. It is Saturday, and it's almost halftime for the Manchester United game. Manchester United is ahead 1-0, so yay. They're being very manchy.
You think they're being very manchy, Pippa? Yes, she says, oh, they're so manchy.
Yeah, we need this win. We need this win for some morale. Because Manchester United lost to Barcelona in the first leg of the recent Champions League business. So, yeah. Oh, so now Manchester United has to go to Barcelona. They're going to have to score a lot of points there in the Bernabeu. I don't know if that's going to happen.
What do you think?
Let's listen to Pippa, see what she says. Maybe how she's purring a little bit. Let's listen to Pippa purr. And then she starts rubbing her face up against the microphone.
Oh, that's good kitty. That's a good kitty, my daddy.
All right, so me and the cat, we stayed up late last night. We had a lot of stuff to watch that was on. Oh, it was so great. Because the Australian rules football season has started. So we watched some AFL last night, didn't we, Pippa?
Yes, we did. We said, oh, so fun. It's so fun for a baby.
But we did not get to see the Hawks.
What are you doing? What's a kitty doing? You're a baby.
Or not the Hawks. We didn't see the Crows.
You're a good kitty.
A lot of bird teams in Australia. Anyway, so we... what did we watch? Oh, it was Geelong versus... what is H-A-R? Was it Hardcastle? No, it was... Harrow? Thing of it is, we couldn't stay focused on that game because at the same time was qualifying for the latest F1 race. And me and Pippa, being as we're tied in our F1 fantasy league right now, we had to watch that. Yeah, me and Pippa got 3 points each in our fantasy F1 league. It's tied up.
You think I'm going to win this year, Pippa?
Pippa doesn't care. She's flopped on the ground. She's flopped on the banky doing kitty mashing up the claws in the banky trying to get my ankles, but can't. Ha ha ha, I win. So that's what we were doing. And then once that got over, once the qualifying got over, then we had to watch a movie. Yeah. We watched one of our favorite movies. It was on last night, very late. Started at 2:30 a.m. Lady Snowblood. Lady Snowblood is a classic Japanese film. And I got an email from my mom this morning. She sent it at 4 a.m. So she watched the movie too. She's like, oh boy, they sure like their fountains of blood. And I thought, well, yeah, more like fountains of, you know, tempera paint. Bright red stuff that nobody's ever going to believe is blood. Anyone who's ever seen real blood is not going to ever mistake that red stuff as blood. But anyway, I digress. It's a great film. Glad I got to see it because I hadn't seen it in quite a while. And earlier in the day, I emailed my brother and told him to DVR it because I know he's going to love it because he and his girlfriend, they love that kind of stuff. And they're really into sort of obscure film genres, ethnic horror film genres. So, you know, they're really into the Spanish thing, and they're really into a bunch of other stuff. And I don't know if they're how into Japanese stuff is they are. So I said, you might want to watch this. I know what you guys like. You're going to want to see Lady Snowblood. Have not heard back from my brother yet. Now I got kitty fluff in my face because there's a kitty here getting petted up and it's so fluffy. So what do I really need is some tea. Oh, that was the first sip of tea for today's committee meeting. Ooh, and it's good. It's so good. Mm. Oh, yeah. Winning. I'm just going to put this down here so I don't have to reach backwards for it. Okay. So here we are. It is halftime during the game. And I'm trying to figure out, Pippa, what do we have to do tonight? We've got football on now. We've got to watch F1 race. It starts really late. I think it doesn't start until like 1:30 or something crazy. That's okay. Me and the cat are both up at 1:30 a.m. We will watch the F1 race, or as much of it as we can before we decide we're too sleepy. And we'll watch the rest of it later. And if that doesn't come on until like 1 or 1:30, that means we're going to have plenty of time to watch Supercross. Wait, is this the Supercross weekend that they skip because of Easter? Is this Easter? I know Easter is sometime around now. But I don't know. Let's just go up here and check. Oh, I'm missing some Bundesliga right now, too. Borussia Dortmund versus Mainz. Okay, no problem. We got some Indy racing. Oh, Long Beach. That's usually a fun race. Maybe I'll watch some of that later. What time does that start? In about an hour and a half. Okay. And yay, motocross racing. Oh, it's early. Starts at 7 from Denver. Yay, so we got Supercross tonight. Although, that doesn't seem like they've allotted enough time. I don't think they know what they're doing. And then we got hockey after that, and then blah, blah, blah. So we got plenty of time between the end of... Oh, this is convenient. We got IndyCar racing, then IMSA racing, and then horse racing, and then motocross racing. No, we've got... at least 3 hours between the end of the motocross and the beginning of the F1 race. So that's good news, huh, Pippa? Yeah. Oh, look at your face. Oh, it's so squinty. Oh, do you think you're going to fall asleep and take a nap because you're so floppy and you flopped on the blankie and you think, oh, it's such a nice place to take a nap? Are you going to take a nap? Do you have an app to take a nap? Kitties on their phones, they have an app to tell them where the best places are to take a nap. You got an app for your nap? Ooh, let's not start that up today. Not today. What do you think about that, Pippa? Pippa says, yeah, whatever you want to do is cool with me. Speaking of things that are cool with me, Godzilla. Good tea. Oh, I should check to make sure there's no Godzilla movies on today. Oh, hi. What are you doing? Pippa has stood up and turned around. She says, oh, you're not paying enough attention to me. Oh, am I not paying enough attention to a kitty? Yeah, so anyway, regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are perfectly well aware that I'm a very large Godzilla fan. I do love Gojira, Showa Gojira Ichiban, and I got a funny email from my dad today. Yeah, just moments ago, probably about 20 minutes ago, I opened up my email and got an email from my dad, who says, yeah, and the subject line in the email is just Godzilla. Like, sweet. So I open up the email. My dad is informing me that Micromark is selling a Godzilla model kit, specifically Bandai's Gigantic Series Burning Godzilla 1995. Aha. Burning Godzilla. Oh, what movie is that where Godzilla's burning? Is it? It's not Tokyo SOS. It doesn't matter. But yeah, this is a really nice kit from Bandai. Bandai, the same company that makes Gundam kits, the Gunpla boys themselves. And this is a series of kits they did a few years ago. I think it was like 2015 or 2016. So this kit's only about 3 or 4 years old. And it's limited edition. It's limited edition gigantic series. Because this is a pretty big model. It's a pretty big model. I think it's about 20 inches tall. It's very long. I've seen pictures of this. And how much is this kit? Well, it's only $4.49. And if you're thinking, oh, $4.49, that's very reasonable. No, I'm sorry. When I say $4.49, I mean $449 for a plastic model kit of Godzilla. Do I want it? Yes. Do I need it? Maybe. Do I have enough money to buy it? No, I do not. Well, I might. But then I wouldn't be able to eat. I wouldn't be able to do a bunch of other stuff. I wouldn't be able to buy any kitty food. No, I don't think I would spend $4.49 for a Godzilla kit. I mean, if I was a rich man, if I was pulling in some serious income, and I had plenty of time to be building plastic models when not pulling in serious income, then yeah, maybe I would consider buying a $450 Godzilla kit. But I am glad that my dad just has the heads up to think, oh, Tobe might need to know that this kit is available. And the funny thing is, if I'm thinking of the right kit, wasn't this one produced for like Comic-Con? And then it didn't sell very well because it was extremely expensive. Ooh. Good tea. But it is a limited edition. They only made 500, I think. And so, yeah, that is a pretty limited edition, but They got to sell all of them to make their money back. No, that's not true. The way the business model is, they probably only have to sell 20% of them to make their money back. Right, Peppa? You want to get a Godzilla kit? I know you do. But yeah, no, I can't really buy this kit. I can't get into it. I've already got model kits that I still need to put together. Like my Gundam, my Sazabi, my real grade Sazabi, still sitting in the box. I could actually sort of maybe start working on that today. I don't know. What's the first thing I need to do? I need to wash the sprues. I need to take all the sprues out of the bags. I'll wash them off, degrease them. I don't know why I'm doing this, because I'm not going to paint it. Well, I suppose I could paint it, but I don't know. Once I have it together, then I'll decide whether or not I want to paint it. I realize that sounds backwards. Well, Tob, how are you going to paint it if it's already put together? Well, remember, this is Gunpla. No glue required. The kit just snaps together, so you can take it apart if you're so inclined. And if I was going to paint it, that's what I would do. I would take all the, you know, the armor slash body parts off of the frame, and I would paint them individually. And I'm trying to think, geez, how do I want to paint it? I can think of a couple of things I would want to do. And the funny thing is, I probably would just hand paint it. Just get out some brushes and start painting it up. Right, Peppa? Wouldn't that be fun? You want to do some paints? Kitties say paint is stinky. Yes, it is. And you're a good kitty. That's a good baby. You're a good dingert. Peppa is now just sitting here calmly, looking at the screen, looking at the TV, which is not playing football right now. Maybe that's why she's bored and is standing up and walking away. Ladies and gentlemen, the cat has left the room. She went over into the bathroom. She's probably going to get a lovely drink of water and maybe have a snack. Maybe have some yummy duck chunks, some quacky snacks. So delicious. What am I going to eat today? What do I feel like eating? I don't know. I'm really into this tea, though. Oh, yeah. Hot. Hot but good, let me tell you. Gyoza. Yeah, well, I could eat gyoza today, but do I feel like it? No, you know, I kind of, now that I'm sort of thinking about food and stuff, I kind of want to go to Chopstick House. That's unusual. I haven't been there in a long time. They're going to say, where have you been? Chopstick House is one of the many Chinese restaurants in my neighborhood. I've got three or four. I used to have more, but there's there's four within a, well, actually that one is, there's four within about a mile of my house, if I'm not forgetting any. There could be more. There used to be more. There used to be one even closer, but that one then turned into a weird vintage retro shop that closed, and they're doing the building now. I don't know what they're going to make it into this time, but yeah, did I mention that my good Chinese restaurant, Canton House, closed? That just, that's upsetting. It is now something else, and I have not gone there yet. A Taiwanese restaurant. And, you know, maybe I should check that out today. I don't know. Oh, wait, I forgot it. Oh, yeah. There's another. Actually, that's more than a mile. There's another place that is kind of by Walmart. So it's about a mile and a quarter from my house. It used to be a, what was it? It was Chinese and something else. And now it's just a Thai restaurant. Huh, maybe I want to go... No, I want to go to Chopstick House. I kind of want the lemon chicken from Chopstick House. Chopstick House is one of those that... Yeah, it's your typical sort of fast food Chinese place. You know, just go up to the counter and... Yeah, give me a number 14, you know, right? But it's actually pretty good. When I first moved into this house... It was kind of okay. And then it changed hands. And it was good for a while, and then it was bad. And then it changed hands again. And for about the last 5 years, this one couple has owned it. And it's pretty good. You know, it's not top quality stuff. It's not authentic stuff. It's not anything amazing. But the nice thing about it is for the price, it is extremely good. So it's the reason it's good is it's, you know, one of those cost to quality ratio things. I mean, you can get out of there for less than $7. God, this tea is good. And I like their lemon chicken. They have a couple of things that are pretty good there that I like. One of them being the lemon chicken. And now do I want to eat lemon chicken today? I kind of do. At least I think I do right now. Lemon chicken. And although they do have most of the regular common stuff, the fake, you know, Chinese food that we have here in America, they have a couple of funny house specialties. Actually, lemon chicken is one of them. What is the other one that I always think, you know, I'm going to try that sometime, and then I never do. And then I always go with, you know, like, something else, like lemon chicken. Oh, what is it? I can't remember. I can see the sign right there next to the cash register, but can't think of it. Good tea. I haven't been to Chopstick House in a while. And now that I'm thinking about it, well, maybe I'll do that today. Because I don't feel like eating all the usual stuff. Kind of want to go out to eat today. Because I don't feel like cooking. Not that I would cook anyway. Well, I might. Well, what do I have? You know, I would say let's go up into the kitchen and do an inventory of the food and see what food we got going on. But, you know, that's not really necessary. I don't think we need to do that. Oh, but you know what we should do? Yeah, let's go up there. Ah, now I gotta get up. Oh, there we go. My feet were sore this morning. They still are a little bit. I was going to turn the ice maker off last night, and I forgot. Because I noticed it, or at least I heard that, yeah, it was making ice. And so, you know, regular listeners, or at least people who listened to yesterday's show, will remember that we're having the ice problem again. So let's open the freezer. And look in the ice bin, and yeah, okay, it dumped like 2 things of ice. Okay, so we don't need to worry about that. That can keep going. Oh, the ice problem is surfacing again. This started happening last spring. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember last spring when... What? Pippa followed me up here. Well, I heard you say yang. What are you yanging about? No meow. Is it because you think you want to go O-U-T-S-I-D-E? Kitties don't know how to spell. So you don't know what I'm talking about, do ya? Somebody thinks she wants to go out into the backyard. Well, who is it that thinks this, I wonder? Who is it? Yeah, we're not doing that. Besides, I can't even let her out because the door is still painted shut. Yes, my house is hermetically sealed. From last year when it was painted, and all the windows and doors got painted shut. So, that's great. Oh, yeah. How are my cucumbers? Yeah, two things. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember last spring we had the great ice shortage. It was getting hot. I couldn't get my ice machine to make ice. Seems like we're having a little bit of that problem now, so I had to manually make ice, filling up little plastic cups full of water, freezing them just so I can have a nice cold beverage. And actually, that worked out fairly well. And then eventually, the ice machine came around and produced a lot of ice and blah, blah, blah. And so the ice machine has been on for about 48 or 72 hours now. I don't know. I'm not really keeping track. It's been about 3 days, and it seems like it's only managed to make 2 loads of ice. Great. Luckily, I've been making plenty of other ice. Manually created ice in case I need to have a cold beverage, because it's supposed to get warm again this week, so that'll be fun and exciting, and I will get to drink lots of delicious things, including but not limited to Wishniacs, because I still got 2 Wishniacs. I've got an 1898 cola, I've got a can of tea, I've got some purple drink, some, you know, powdered instant drink mix. I've got the Mexican grape Fantas. I got the Jarritos Mexican sodas. I got a couple of other oddball things, too. Got a couple of Bundabergs. And I've got some other ginger ale. I don't remember what it is. What else do I got? All kinds of good stuff. But luckily, it's cold again today, so I can sit here and drink delicious hot tea. Ooh, that's good. Did I forget to mention... Did I forget to mention I'm watching football? You should know that. You know me. You know me. I'm always watching football. And drinking tea. And taking baths. My 3 favorite things are drinking tea, watching football, taking baths. I like to do some of these things simultaneously. I do enjoy drinking tea while I watch football. I do like to drink tea while I'm taking a bath. Someday, when I become a very rich man and can afford to do such ridiculous things to appease my sense of opulence, I will install a television on the wall in my bathroom so I can take a bath, drink tea, and watch football all at the same time. Oh, yeah. That is a dubious goal to have. That is a dubious goal to attempt to achieve. But someday it will happen. And on that day that this happens, I guarantee you that we'll be doing this show from there, and you will be there with me. You will witness this new thing. Oh, right here, live on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm going to do some stuff and then do some more stuff, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.